I'm going to go to Twitter here for just one quick question. I think they tagged you as well at MrClutch_83. He said, no service to call. I can understand that. Him and I probably have the same cell phone provider, but we won't tell you who that is.
I bet I know who it is. Probably got him.
Yeah. Well, let's leave that one sitting on the counter. You never know. They might try to come get an endorsement from Kevin Norwood, so we'll leave that alone. They might try to buy advertising from me. So he said, looking back at your most clutch catch of all time, which one jumps out to you?
Wow. I say the LSU national championship one was when I was running a corner route, and of course Tyrann Mathews was right there at my hip, and I just made that jump. And to be honest, all I seen was the ball and lights, and I didn't see anything else. I seen the ball and the lights, and after I seen the ref told me I made the catch, I was more surprised than any of y'all, to be honest. But like I tell people, the only thing I look at, and the only thing I worry about on the field is the football. Once it's in my hands, it's mine. Once it's in the air, it's mine or nobody's. And that's pretty much the only thing I saw.
What do you expect from Alabama in 2014?
Wow, that's a great question. I expect nothing less than what we've been doing. These guys are still hungry. They still want it. Everybody knows it's tough to win back-to-back national championships and to stay hungry. But but these guys want it. It's a new team. I hate when people compare last year's team or the year before his team or the year before his team to a new team. You know, you got new guys that are coming in. They're going to help out, I'm sure. And Coach Saban, of course, is a great coach, and he's going to do everything in his power to get this team where it needs to be to win a national championship. And my only thing is I just hope the players buy into what he's trying to accomplish and help this team and basically help this team win the national championship. So I'm expecting a lot of great things. There's going to be a lot of they have a lot of great weapons coming back, you know, of Cooper, White, Danger White, a lot of great receivers, Christian Jones, all that, and of course don't overlook Raheem. Those guys are going to be ready, and of course you got the quarterback battle with Blake Sims and Coker. I'm allowed to say it now, Coker.
Yeah, he broke the news back in January, by the way. Go ahead.
You know, it's going to be a great battle with that, and you got the backers coming back. You got Trey Dupree and all those guys. So I mean, you have a lot of guys that are coming back with great experience that knows what it takes to win a national championship and that's been through it and. You know, got a couple years under Coach Saban under their belt. So, I mean, I expect them to win their division and hopefully win the SEC championship. And whoever they play in the national championship, hopefully they can beat them then. That's how confident I am in this team. I'm sure the guys that I know are going to step up. I know they're going to step up at the right time and become leaders and help this team win the national championship.
Kevin Norwood talking inside the game. So let me ask you the question here. T.J. Yeldon, Derrick Henry.
Oh, yes,
and,
beast.
And Drake, okay, in the backfield. And they continue to battle, and that's, you know, that's a battle within itself right there as far as reps. T.J. Yeldon's trying to do something that's never been done, and that's to go three consecutive years with 1,000 yards rushing.
Yeah.
He's 1,200 yards away from becoming the all-time leading rusher at Alabama. He's on pace to get that record if he has another successful season. T.J. Yeldon's that number one back. Derrick Henry's going to push him. Mm-hmm. Drake's going to push him. Sort of help us understand that battle for a couple of minutes of what those three backs give to this team.
Well, they all bring something different to the table. T.J. is run straight at your guy, run you over. You know, he has good speed. He does a lot of great things. And then, of course, you got Derrick Henry, who's just a freak of nature. He's just a monster.
So the Oklahoma game was not a fluke for Derrick Henry?
Oh, no, not at all. Y'all have yet to see the best. And I'm hoping he brings his best out this season coming up. I've watched this guy, and he's gonna do a lot of great things. He's a taller version of Trent Richardson. Just guys just bouncing off of him and stuff like that. I just hope he keep his mind right, and just keep doing everything he's supposed to do. And then of course you got Kenyon Drake. I mean, geez, the kid is fast and he's very quick, and man, he got moves. Oh man, I thought Lacey had moves, but I think Kenyon Drake had got some moves too. And the way after. Once that ball is in Kenyon Drake's hands, then there's no telling what's going to happen. He's just that quick, and in the blink of an eye, he could be at a touchdown. But at the same time, all three of those guys, they're going to work hard. They're going to do everything they're supposed to do, and they know it's going to be a battle between the three of them. And it's just come down to who wants it more, the most.
Kevin Norwood, Inside the Game in Tuscaloosa. Kevin, thanks so much. I know there's a lot of demands, and I appreciate you spending an hour with us and talking to the fans and taking their phone calls and just talking Alabama football and having a chance to reflect on what you were able to accomplish here at the University of Alabama. Thanks so much for swinging by and having some fun talking some Alabama football. Thank you again. I hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for everybody that called in. Show y'all support, and I really appreciate it. Hopefully y'all can continue to support me throughout my career with the Seahawks. And if any Seahawks fans listening, in my opinion y'all picked the steal. I'm not gonna let you down. I'm not conceited or anything, but I'm confident in what I do, and I'm going to continue to work hard and give my best on and off the field, so you don't have to worry about me making mistakes off the field. I'm glad y'all continue to support me, and thank you.